And some people may not realize the Farm Bill does contain the SNAP benefit portion. Do you see changes coming to SNAP benefits or food stamps?
Yeah, there's got to be some changes. I don't think we can make so many changes in the Senate in order to, we got to have a bipartisan agreement or we won't get any place because we need 60 votes. But I think some changes are legitimate, and I don't find fault with work requirements because a lot of people on food stamps and other programs are below the poverty level. And if you just rely on government programs, you're only going to be in the poverty level. So if you want to be fair and compassionate to the people, that would mean helping them get out of poverty. And that would mean getting in the world to work, because only in the world of work can you work your way out of poverty. People would say, well, maybe you aren't being fair and compassionate. Well, a lot of people want to be fair and compassionate by just giving more programs and more money to people that are in poverty. But all you do there is secure people in their poverty. I think our goal, if you really want to be fair and compassionate, get them a standard of living above poverty.
And many elderly use SNAP benefits, so that requirement to work, you would rather have the standard of living raised?
Well, the answer is yes, but for people that are retired and people that are disabled and maybe there's people with children that can't work, you can't have the work requirements apply to them. We're talking about able-bodied people.
And in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to let our folks know about ahead of this Memorial Day?
Yeah, I would hope people observe Memorial Day and give proper attention to the people that have served in the military, some of them giving their lives on the battlefield, others just serving and living and now passing. That's what Memorial Day is all about, and we ought to honor them for their service and for their sacrifice, and not only the sacrifice of the people that were actually in uniform, but the families and friends that are behind them sacrificing with their absence. The other thing I would like to say is that I'm going to vote for Haspel to be CIA director, because after 60 years, it's about time that somebody from within lead the agency. And I see that as a good thing, because a lot of outsiders come in and lead the agency, end up being hoodwinked by the full-time bureaucrats within the agency because they don't actually understand how the agency works, and also because she's a female, and it's about time that we have more diversity within the CIA at the top management, and this would epitomize a woman being in that place would epitomize giving diversity the ultimate impact. And then the last thing would be, this is Police Week, so we need to honor the people that serve every day to protect us and keep the peace in our communities. And also last week at Des Moines Capitol Building, I was in a service honoring people who had died in action, being law enforcement people, and adding their names to the police memorial on the Capitol grounds in Des Moines, Iowa.